My name is Fitz, and I'm the CEO of the Fitz Group. I'm glad you've chosen to listen to this week's excerpt from our weekly TFG Hotspot. Since early 2000, this weekly meeting has been a focal point of gathering the sales force together. This business can be a lonely business, and gathering with others in the fight is hugely beneficial. We have found that either the meeting needs you or you need the meeting. This excerpt, entitled Tales from the Field, is the portion of our meeting where the top producers for the week share their secrets. And now, on to today's lesson.
All right. Number one overall and number one veteran producer this week, Mike Swales, part of the Fitz agency. Mike, with 30 dials, text, or door knocks, 6 contacts, 6 appointments, 5 sits, 5 apps, 4 referrals, 2 life apps for $1,169.52, 3 annuities for $301,000 in premium. Total adjusted premium this week, $31,269.52. Give a hand to Mike Swales, everybody. Woo!
Hey, good morning, y'all. Thanks for having me, Fitz.
Yes, sir.
I'm Mike Swales out of Indianapolis. I've been 7 or 8 years here now, and I'm direct to Fitz. There's two or three things here that I think that may help some folks. And I'm not going to expound on a major life event that happened, but it's going to happen to you. And I got put in this place where I can't be in the field. So I have to figure out how to sell and not be in the field. And so the first thing that I did was I tried to figure out in my own mind how I needed to pivot and use the resources that I have. Because when these things happen, you still got to make money. So, you know, always be prepared to pivot. Okay, and it doesn't matter if it's in the home or you're on the street. It doesn't matter. Be prepared because your day, even your day, is not going to go as you planned it will. Things will change. Once I got a plan in my mind of how I could pivot, I leaned on my upline. And those of you that don't do that, you're losing out. This is a tight-knit bunch, and we all want you to succeed. The plan that I felt was good, he felt was good as well. So I converted to in-office things with current clients and just started using Legacy Safeguard and having the appointments in office instead of on the street, and it paid off.
Well, dang. That was to me, that's like this grenade just rolled into the middle of the room. And there's going to be 8,000 questions about what just went down. So I know people want to know, Mike, and I'll say it for you. I know you didn't want to get into it too much, but a few weeks ago, Mike had some health conditions, a little stroke or two that kind of hit him upside the head. And he's been having to deal with that. And like he said, pivoting, but using the Legacy Safeguard in order to continue to stay in business and have clients come to you. There's questions that are already coming out saying, hey, what did Mike do? How did he do that? So we'll definitely, if you're able, we'll definitely touch on that a bit tomorrow on the DCC as well to get more information from you. It may even be end up being like an in case you missed it. We'll hear from that as well. So Mike, thanks for speaking up today. Hopefully we'll be able to interview you a little bit tomorrow. And get some more information about what you did there. But well done. Go ahead and give a hand, everybody. Can I help you? I sure would like to. If you're an agent with us, please go to timewithfitz.com. That's TimeWithFitz.com to schedule a time when I can help you directly. Just pick a topic and pick a time and we'll meet. If you're not an agent with the Fitz Group, I encourage you to go to thefitzgroup.org/contact. Again, thefitzgroup.org/contact and send us a message. See you soon.